On Thursday at the nation's capital, Utah GOP Senators Orrin Hatch and Mike Lee voted against reauthorizing the Violence Against Women Act. Joining me is Marianne Martindale. She is Executive Director for Alliance for a Better Utah.
We're a multi-issue advocacy group. We're nonpartisan. We don't endorse candidates. We engage in political activities in that we highlight issues or candidates or problems with those candidates that we feel that the public needs to know, but we don't actually engage in the electoral process. Issues that we're concerned about are ethics, transparency in government, fair treatment by workers, just a wide variety. We consider ourselves a progressive organization. I think progress is a good thing for Utah.
What is the group's interest in the Violence Against Women Act?
The Violence Against Women Act has been around for a very long time, and it's been reconfirmed several times over the years. It's something that provides some federal oversight and federal laws or standards that provide protection for women against violence. I mean, this is a real problem that we see in this country and in the state of Utah. With violence against women, it's a horrifying thing. It's a life-destructing thing that can happen. And without solid, firm, far-reaching laws that cover this, women are just at such risk. And so we believe that this is time to reinforce this law yet again, and as it has been done, as I said, several times over the years since this was initially made.
On Thursday, Utah's GOP Senators Orrin Hatch and Mike Lee both joined with a minority of senators that voted against reauthorizing that bipartisan act. And one of the reasons, according to Lee, is that he feels like it's a state matter rather than a federal government matter. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
Everyone agrees that violence against women is reprehensible. The Violence Against Women Act reauthorization oversteps the Constitution's rightful limits on federal power. It interferes with the flexibility of states and localities that they should have in tailoring programs to meet particular needs of individual communities. And it fails to address problems of duplication and inefficiency.
Okay, that was a floor speech by Senator Mike Lee on Thursday regarding the Violence Against Women Act, where we heard him say that it is a state matter and not in the purview of the federal government.
Right, and, you know, I understand where Mike Lee comes from that. You know, he's very much a states' rights, limited government proponent. But the concern with this is, you know, here we're talking about something that deals with a very, you know, fundamental right of women to be protected against violence. And to think that we can have arbitrary state-by-state laws that determine what actually is violence against women, I find it just unacceptable, to say that what may be considered violence in one state may not be considered violence in another state and so on. I think that you need, this is exactly the type of example where you need a much far-reaching, broad, full federal government overview of what that violence is consisted of.
So do we have any numbers, any statistics that indicate that passage of this act really is helping to decrease the amount of violence against women in the United States?
There are numbers. You know, and things that we did research before we put out our press release, since the original passage, so that was in 1994 that it passed originally. And at that time, let me just be clear, Senator Hatch was actually he was a supporter of it. And he had been a supporter of every reaffirmation of the law since then until this year. But there are statistics that show that violence against women, partner violence against women, has decreased by as much as 53%. There's varying statistics, but that seems to be the common one that most proponents are using. So, it's been successful, and it should continue. So it's passed the Senate. So despite Senator Hatch and Senator Lee's decision to not vote for it, it's still moving forward.
Executive Director with Alliance for a Better Utah, Marianne Martindale, speaking with us today about a vote against the bipartisan Violence Against Women Act by Senator Orrin Hatch and Mike Lee, both Republicans from the state of Utah. Passage of the bill took place on the Senate floor on Thursday. It will now go to the House. Thank you, Mary, for talking with us today.
Thank you.